Yeah. Please tell me that I can't, that I won't, that I fail, that I'll never make it out, yeah. Please tell me all the bad, never good, fill my head full of every single doubt, yeah. Please say any negative thoughts, I pop off when I hear people say I cannot. I get off to the thought of proving everyone wrong. I won't stop to the top, so you better back off or get lost. I'ma stay loud, stay proud, never running out, never heading south. I'll be spreading out, call it word of mouth, can't put me down. I'll be getting loud, you can have it doubts, not what I'm about. Have your f***ing clout, it be raining now, I keep making sound. Go another round, cause I'm legend bound, can't stop me now.
You don't wanna f*** with me. A slow burn like a disease. Just tell me that I can and I'll show you things that you couldn't believe. Just tell me that I can.
Cause I just wanna hear it out your mouth, yeah. Give me fuel, it's a tool that I use to go ahead and run my mouth, yeah. I take shots, I take loss, I make shots, I miss lots. I tell you get big box, you get yachts, you swing lots and pop off a big shot. I ain't done chasing, got big dreams, bigger things, impatient. Who's at the top, think they need replacement? Who's at the top, think I'm gonna erase it? Face it, I don't give up quick, I don't give up, I won't give up this. Cause I know that I want it, know that I'm on it, I'll make it, I promise.
You don't wanna f*** with me. A slow burn like a disease. Just tell me that I couldn't show you things that you couldn't believe. Just tell me that I can.
Good Saturday afternoon to everyone. Salute, salute, welcome, welcome here to the Bronx Bombers Strike Back to the podcast. We're going to break down last night. Ugh. What a game last night. The Yankees fall to the Orioles 2-1 with a bases loaded walk in 11th. I've got a lot to say about that. But first, before foremost, I'm going to salute Casey. Casey, what is up? Good to see you back. I hope you're doing well, my friend. Missed you on the watch along, but you know, welcome back. It's good to see you. I hope you're doing well. So it is Saturday. The Yankees fall to 4-4 to the Baltimore Orioles on a very frustrating game. It was an extremely frustrating game. Man, I don't know what to say. Where do we start? Let's go with the Jordan Montgomery. Jordan Montgomery allowed just 3 hits and 5 scoreless innings for the Yankees. Buffoon. The minute it's signed, he's dying to run out of the bullpen, dying to call the bullpen, dying to run, make a pitching change. I mean, he's going to burn out the one, he's going to burn out the bullpen. And Casey says, we win the first 2 games and go 2-4 in the next 6. Yes, that's a concern, Casey. Very great observation. And then you got to beat the Baltimore Orioles no matter what, and especially on a game that we saw last night. Extremely frustrated. I know we have an off day Monday, and I know we have played almost 10 games in a row, but you telling me you couldn't play Aaron Judge last night and getting scheduled a day off maybe Sunday, and then you gave him, then you go 2 days off, you got Sunday and Monday, which is Monday's a scheduled off day. That's the first one going into this game. Why? Judge doesn't he want to make over $300 million? I understand you got it. I know that's baseball and analytics and all that nonsense. But you come on, it's the Orioles. Get the first 2 wins, and if you try to go for the sweep, you sit Judge. Now, you got Stanton. That was the first mistake, in my opinion. Then Montgomery. None of our starters could go at least 6, give you 6 solid full innings. Not even Gerrit Cole. Everyone's going under 5 innings, 4 innings. And you're going to that bullpen. There's tax. They're getting taxed already. And it was only game number 8 of the regular season. It's like, whoa, there's a lot of concerns. You're seeing a lot of mismanagement, disorganization, and chaos. Not a recipe to win in the Bronx, in my opinion. Now, let's go to the next. The Yankees, they miss golden opportunities to score. Yes, the only run came in was Kyle Higashioka, who, by the way, stinks. He is disgusting. He's horrible. Makes you want to wish we had Gary Sanchez back on the scene. I'm not a fan. I'm going to be totally transparent. You guys, I do not like Kyle Higashioka, period. Not even as a backup catcher. I'd rather had Austin Romine in here with Torino, but no matter how much I rant or hold my breath, it's not gonna change. In case he's ready for Torres, ready to trade Torres. Okay, I could agree with that. I could agree to a degree level. The catcher position. So Higashioka, like a broken clock, is correct twice a day. He got a hit down the left field line. He stretched it to a double. Then the only thing you could muster out of that, and before I even get to that, the only person that's actually playing real baseball, besides Stanton, who's hitting, but is playing fundamentally baseball on this team, is Anthony Rizzo. The guy that we didn't want to bring back, we wanted Olsen, we wanted Freddie Freeman. No, Anthony effing Rizzo comes back. The only one that plays fundamental baseball, he pulls the ball, moves the runner over to third. That opens up for Stanton to get a bloop single for the only run of the game. Now, before that, we saw games prior, Anthony Rizzo with the Butcher Boy bunt against the shift, got on base. Gave him that chance, an opportunity for the Yankees to, dare I say, tie the game against the Red Sox not so long ago. The only one that's doing a baseball move, playing baseball fundamentals. Everyone else, they're just like the manager. They say the team takes the persona of the manager. Yeah, and I'll get to them in a minute. So they get the only runs of the game. Then later in the chance, they miss golden opportunities in the sixth. To lead off, you got two on with the great Aaron Hicks. The great Aaron Hicks against Dylan Tate. Out of all people, Baltimore Orioles bullpen stink. They stink. They suck. They go get Aaron Hicks bounces into an inning-ending double play. Are you kidding me? The lefty, man from the left side. Are you kidding me? Into a double play, inning over, opportunity squandered. But we're thinking, oh, we're the big bad Yankees. We're going to hit. Baltimore stinks. Baltimore is disgusting. We're going to get opportunities. You know what? Just because we roll out of bed, we're going to score four runs. Nonsense. Nonsense. You can't sit there and get on and get ready to hit a five-run homer every game. You can't. You got to play fundamentals baseball. And in life, you have to do everything fundamentally sound. You have to do everything. Everything is under an order. Baseball is played under an order, like in life. You got to do everything in order. You need leadoff hitters. You need table setters. You need guys who's going to do the grunt, move the guys over. Then you got your glamour guys who can hit for power, hit for contact. Yankees all or nothing, home run hitters. That's a dysfunction. There's a disorder. When are we going to, you know, enough? You're trying to implement a video aspect, analytics numbers into a game of baseball that's played with humanity, with human, where there's a human error, human mistakes. There's a flair of the dramatics. That's what makes humanity, we overcome situation. Not because you're going to put a mathematician equation and analytics, you're going to pencil geek it and things are going to change. The numbers say, if you multiply this and you take by the square root of that, this is going to happen. Nonsense. This is a human element game, guys. You got to allow hitters to play and the human element of baseball to digress. You got to have guys who could get on base. You got to guys be able to hit the ball the opposite way. Make contact, not trying to get over the fence. Yes, it's exciting. Granted, I love saying it is high, it is far, it is gone. It is wonderful to see the home run and the ball, the sound of the bat just going clack, and that ball is flying 475 feet. It is wonderful, but you also need to do the inklets to get you there, and the Yankees are not doing that right now. Now, the whole game transpires. Did you know Baltimore was 1-for-15 in this whole game with runners going to scoring position? You're invited, and I mentioned it on the watch along. You got to score runs. You got to take a team like Baltimore, and you have to put the killer instinct. Because the later the game goes, the more the close game they are, they're going to say, you know what? We got hope of winning this. Let's go out and win this game. We are, you know what? They're inspired. They say, you know what? We're still around. Hey, heck, why not us? And that's what you did with the Baltimore Orioles. Why not us? Let's go. Let's go win this. Let's go out and win this game. We're at home. We have last licks. Why not us? And Baltimore coming into the concluding tonight's game, they're 6-for-70 with runners in scoring position all season long. Yes, 6-for-70 all season long. And the Yankees, my God, this is it's only eight games, and this is like a low point already. My God, is this rock bottom? No, it's not. So we have a chance here. Now we go to the extra innings. One thing you're concerned, that buffoon is burning the bullpen. You're like, oh my God, he's burning bullpen arms. Arms after arms after arms. Lucas Lickies, Baba Booey, you know, Fred Flintstone comes in. Joe, it's like, who is left? You're worried because you go to extra innings, you go, man, you know, okay, I'm going to give you this, buffoon. If you're going to manage and trying to burn your bullpen or go through your bullpen arms that quick, then you got to get fundamentally baseball sound. Let's go to this 10th inning. On the 10th inning, you got the ghost runner. The ghost runner at second base. Now, you decide to be the brain of the storm. Oh, I'm going to be the smart one. Let's look what the numbers say. Hey, Cashman, what do you want me to do here instead of him managing? Because let's face it, Aaron Boone, third generation in the game of baseball. He should have the damn IQ of baseball knowledge. He grew up in the game of baseball. Since suckling on his mother's breast, he knows how the game of baseball. How are you going to tell me you got Isaiah Kiner-Falefa? Yes, he hasn't been good. The night before, he had 3 hits. He maybe might have been turning a corner. I agree with a good point. You need a guy who can handle the bat in Kiner-Falefa. You ask Kiner-Falefa either bunt the damn ball there, move that ghost runner to third base with one out, or you can handle the bat. If he fails to get the bunt down, you know Kiner-Falefa could. Supposedly, he came here on that trade that he can handle the bat. He knows how to handle the bat, hit the other way. He doesn't strike out much. I get that. So you leave Kiner-Falefa to bat there, lead off that inning, and get that ghost runner to third. Then you had Kyle Higashioka coming up, who stinks. Let's face it, I do not like him. I keep saying it again and again. He stinks. Then you bring Aaron Judge in to pinch hit. No, he did it backwards. The genius, the buffoon genius. Oh, let me bring Aaron Judge leading off this inning. Why? There was, because now if Kiner-Falefa does his job, he gets the runner over to third, or he draws a walk because he's a good contact hitter. Now you have first and third with Aaron Judge. Or man on third with one out. Now Judge, all you need Judge, we know he can hit the freaking ball in the air or down or smash the ball hard in the infield because you're going to have a draw in. If Baltimore decides to play with the draw infield with one out, you got Judge who can smash that ball. I mean, down the gun and get a base hit through it and draw an infield or a deep fly ball. Yes, Judge strikes out, but in this case, I think he would have been locked in personally. Or you force the hand of the Baltimore Orioles to give him an intentional walk to try to set up a double play with first and third with one out. Then you have Anthony Rizzo coming up. Anthony Rizzo has been the best hitter for the New York Yankees all season. If the season were to end today, he would be the team MVP, in my opinion. The only person when I opened up that is actually playing baseball fundamentally sound. You saw him bunt with the shift to get on and continue, extend, and brought the tying run to the plate against the Red Sox. You saw him the other day in this game alone. He pulled the ball to the right side, allowing Kao Higashioka go to third. He does baseball moves, smart IQ baseball moves. The situation is not big for Rizzo. So you want to bring Rizzo with first and third, one out, chance the Yankees to cash in that ghost runner and finally go up 2-1. No, the whole inning went to crap. It went to crap. He brought in Judge. Judge grounded out. Higashioka did his thing, and Rizzo, there goes the inning. And then the thing is, the smart manager, he burns three players. Yes, he burned three players. He burned three players, and he had no more bench because now kind of Falefa's out of the game. Kyle Higashioka's out of the game, and Aaron Judge didn't even stay in the game. Those three players, goodbye. Gone. So now you have to bring in Marwin Gonzalez to play shortstop, which he did phenomenal job playing shortstop. He backhanded a couple. He saved some runs in that inning. Phenomenal. He did really well. I cannot complain about that move. And Trevino's, I like Trevino's. He's got moxie. He's got grit. And I know he's a backup catcher, but he has the moxie. He has the cojones to catch behind the plate. I like Trevino. I really do. I like him much better. And he only got here, and I only seen him really just two games. Better than Higashioka. I cannot stand Higashioka. I it's not my type of cup of tea. Like, you know, nothing wrong against him. I just don't like the way he plays. He don't fit this team. That's just me. Now, back to that. You burned three players. Yes, Marwin Gonzalez played well and all, but it didn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Now, not for nothing, the umpire, and I'm not blaming the umpire because the Yankees did this to themselves. Salute Johnny Davis. Salute to the chat. Excuse me. I just wanted to go on a Yankee rant myself this early morning because it festered overnight. Calling the game, watching it, and it's like festering, and it's getting me frustrated because I used to, and I'm not saying I was going anywhere. I was just going right here where I was as an electrician and a content creator. I wasn't going to make it to the major leagues. Yes, I had a nice fastball, but I believe, let's face it, I'm at 5'10". I was not going to make the major leagues. So, but I did manage Little League. I did manage minor league, a class A or junior pony, when they call it back there, you know, 16-year-olds. And I know the game of baseball. And when you see them doing these stupid, unfundamental plays, baseball 1-on-1, you're like, what the hell? You're in the highest level of competition, and you're not doing baseball 1-on-1 moves. That's why I'm passionate about it. So we go now to that 11th inning. Clark Schmidt got squeezed, and like I said, I wasn't going to try to blame the umpires, and I'm not. That one ball, two strike count to Kelvin Gutierrez, that was a borderline, and that was a strike. That was a really close call for a ball. Changed the whole at bat because it should have been two outs there. And Clark Schmidt lost total control of the game. He lost confidence in his breaking ball. He knew he was getting squeezed, and it just totally derailed the young man. Now, Clark Schmidt has to learn how to pitch and knows his situation. He's learning baptism on the fire. I give him the pass. I'm not going to try to blame him on this. Also, you got Clay Holmes. You want to win a series and start ahead, you know, not fall behind in a series, especially, I guess it's the first road series. You manage totally doofus, burning bullpen. Then you bring in Aroldis Chapman. By the way, struggled the night before. He struggled the night before. He walked three consecutive batters. He's having a little control issues. You know, it happens. I still believe in the El Mesible Cubano. I still believe in the Cuban Missile by a lot. I'm in his corner. Yes, he gave up that home run at Altuve. He hasn't been too sharp. I still love Aroldis Chapman. I still think he's a good closer. You know, is his name in New York numbered? Probably. But I still believe in that fastball. And I think he's got the makeup for a closer in Aroldis Chapman. Now, there's time. Even Mariano Rivera has gone through some tough stretches. You know, so you bring in, so it's a bases loaded. You bring in a Chapman in here. He gets the strikeout, almost out. But when you got guys that are struggling, like Aroldis Chapman in his control the night before, you got to give the guy a clean inning. You got to give a clean inning to him. You bring him in here with a high-pressure situation when the night, 24 hours ago, the man struggled. He struggled to get you had to bring in the rope in. You had to bring King in to bail him out. And you bring him back in there. I understand. You go and you die with the guys you trust. I understand that. I kind of get that move. I'm not really bashing too much buffoon on that one. I could kind of get it. But you had to be expecting this. That you knew there was a 65% chance this was going to be the outcome. Maybe you caught lightning in a bottle and got that 35% rare chance that he'll get out and you could extend it to the 12th. But he got burned. He walked them. They lose this game. It took a taste, a really bad taste in your mouth. Because you would prefer Chapman to give up a base hit up the middle and game over. But on a base on balls, you lose this game when you squandered so many opportunities and you didn't play a clean, intelligent, fundamentally baseball game. It bothers. Yep. Casey, I still don't give credit to Altuve for that home run. It's hard to hit sometimes when you know what's coming at that level. Oh. And Maria Steinbrenner is crying right now. He can't believe what's happening to his Yankees. You know, what I'm thinking, and Gleyber Torres, you know, he struggled a little bit. I think Gleyber Torres, man, I love Gleyber Torres too. I believe in Gleyber, but man, it's starting to get hard to stay in his corner. He's not, because you don't even see him having smart at-bats. I don't know if it's a product of when he came here, he had a different philosophy of baseball that made him a two-time All-Star. And while being with the Yankee organization and the change of philosophy, maybe they wanted him to be a different hitter. Oh, we need you to hit the ball. I didn't say hit the ball, launch angles, and get the ball over the fence. And he's changed his baseball approach, his baseball philosophy, and he's going away from what brought him to the big dance. Maybe Gleyber, or maybe the Cubs saw something that they got rid of him and they benefit. They got a World Series champion. Yankees benefit 2 years of an All-Star, but him the pumpkin, you know, the clock struck 12 and the coach turned into a pumpkin. I don't know. Gleyber Torres is a little bit iffy right now. I'm a big fan of his, you know, humble kid, and I know him, you know, not knowing him personally, I know about him, and he's a really good kid behind. But right now, Gleyber, you also not doing the right things. You're not taking the ball the opposite way. You're not doing the baseball one-on-one hustles that what brought you to the game, what brought you to get us to get in your corner and like, whoa, I think we got a player here in Gleyber. You're going away from that. You're becoming more launch angles. Trying to get the ball in the air and I can hit the 400 home runs with these guys in the team. I'm a masher too. And that's not your makeup, Gleyber. That's not your makeup. Stay with you where you were, a line drive hitter, contact hitter. The home runs will come. And I think Gleyber mistakes is he wasn't known for being a home run hitter. And when he came up in the majors, he had a lot of instant success with those mashing those home runs. And I think it might have changed his philosophy and bought into what the Yankees nonsense that they're trying to incorporate. And I think, I think the Yankees got to need a change of philosophy, man, in their organization. I think, you know, there is a room for analytics, yes, because, you know, we cannot be dinosaurs. We also got to evolve with the times. But you still got to incorporate the human element in the game of baseball. You know, and Mike, listen, bro, bottom line, the pitching staff held them to one run. Yes, Mike, you're correct. This is on the offense. Yes, indeed. That's why I said I'm okay with Chapman. I'm not blaming Chapman. I'm not blaming Clark Schmidt. It's not blaming none of the relievers. Did he use a lot of relievers? Indeed, he did for a really pathetic Baltimore team. No problem. I get that. It's not on that. It's on the hitters. Aaron Hicks, you had a golden opportunity with two on, one out. You failed on getting a double play. You hit into a double play. It's hard to try to root. They become a little boring. And Jose Herrera says the Mets are the best team in baseball. Well, let's wait, Jose, 25 games, or let's wait for Memorial Day. And you might be correct on that statement because the Mets could easily be 9-0. The Mets could be easily 9-0, but remember, Jose, the Mets bullpen stinks. That Mets bullpen is going to be their Achilles heel, unless they put their starters in the postseason. But we have a long way to talk about that. But right now, the Mets, right now, are playing very well. They're exciting. Dare I say it? Yes, this is a Yankee podcast. I do cover the Mets here as well, and I'm keeping an eye on them. I haven't done a video, and I know I'm lagging on that. I understand that. But the Mets are a fun watch group of guys. Where Lindor, Alonso, they are fun. They hit the ball. They play smart. Buck Showalter should have been the manager of the Yankees. Although, people wanted to know, he should have been. You had him in the Yes Network. You had him in your building analyzing your team in the offseason. While the postseason, or whatever, that one game wild card, you had Buck Showalter there. You should have brought him in and managed this team. Changed. But we digress. Our Mets benefit. You benefit with it. Take it and run with it, Metropolitans. Now, back to the Yankees. Johnny Davis says, that's why I love Billy Ball. Yeah, Billy Martin was a hell of a manager. The Yankees, last one I saw that I hear it over and over, I hear Caputo tells me, we don't spend money like the Dodgers. We don't spend money. We don't get players. You're granted, they didn't spend the right money. But they're still the third highest payroll. They still spend $260 million payroll and the stupid players. You're spending the money on the same thing over and over instead of spreading it. They all want it. The problem with the Yankees, they want to have a bunch of Maseratis, a bunch of Acura, but you still need pickup trucks. You need a pickup truck. You need a couple pickup trucks. You might need a minivan, heck, to carry, to transport and bring. You might need that one. You might need you might need a Prius from time to time just to save money on gas fuel. I hate to do those stupid analogies, but I did it. The Yankees all want to have is Porsche and Maseratis. You need those other cars. There's nothing wrong with a good F-150. You know what? Even if you need, even if you get you still need that muscle. You still need those guys to do those fundamentals. And what are we doing here? And everyone wants to blame Brian Cashman. Yes, Cashman, this is on your watch and your sink. But I'm blaming Hal Steinbrenner. Because you have the authority and say, no, you know what? My father built this, and what one was fundamentals. Stick with that. They're trying to blame, we could play this analytics money ball, bring in cheap players. Ask Billy Bean, how many World Series has he won with the Oakland Athletics playing that stupid money ball? Nada. Ask the Tampa Bay Rays, how many World Series have they risen? Nothing. Yeah, they're in there, but they build a good team. They're competitive. They play well. They play strong. They're always there in contention, but they don't win a World Series. No matter how much lipstick you put on a pig, it's still a pig. So no matter how much you want to shine that money ball, it's still a loser ball because you don't win World Series with money ball. You don't. We are the New York Yankees. We set the bar. We are 27 world champions. We set the bar. We're the trendsetters. We're not the followers. And we're the leaders. And the Yankees are playing like followers. Can't do that. You are the leaders. And it's not about throwing more money and not to outspend the Dodgers. No. Be smart. You know what? It's okay if you want to bring in the best pickup truck, you want to bring the Ford Raptor, go get the best hitter, contact hitter who doesn't strike out, this is what is missing. We need team speed. Remember last year when we were struggling in July, they brought in Greg Allen up here. They brought in Velasquez, and they brought speed. They injected so many, many. They brought so much excitement to the team. We're missing this year. This team is dreadful and I've done watch along. I wanted to do all 162 games. I took some time off to do other sports programs on my network. Not because I couldn't either. And secondly, the Yankees are a boring watch right now. That, and I try to, and I want to continue. I want to get all behind, man, in them. But they're right now, oh, man, they're tough. Here it is. Billy Martin has players running, bunting, stealing home plate. Now these days, they're lazy ball. Johnny, beautiful statement. Beautiful statement. They're lazy. They're lazy. Austin from Austin Weekly with Chef Dan. The A's have won one postseason series with Moneyball, too. And the Yankees are too technical. They're too technical. And there's nothing wrong with being a little technical. But you have to not, you can't be totally technical on a game that is played with human element when there's a human aspect to it. Because no one, like I said last night on the watch along, us as human beings, we're not perfect. We tend to make mistakes and fall short. And that's what makes sports unpredictable and fun to watch, is the human element. But the Yankees, they want it to be robotic RBI baseball for the PlayStation in the field. And you cannot have that. You got to allow the human element to breathe and manifest itself. And I think this is what's the issue with the New York Yankees. Too much analytically driven, which is, there is room for it. Yes, there is room for it. Granted, you cannot be, again, cannot be closed-minded. You have to have an open mind. But you can, but you also, there is also an order and a fundamental order, no matter what walks of life. And they're not doing it in the world of baseball, in my opinion. You know, granted, Sanchez is out of here. The pitching staff, phenomenal. The starters, I would love the starters to go more than four and two-thirds of an inning. You know, but it's early. There was a shortest spring training. I can hear all those excuses and all the reasons why they only go so short. I get that. We got 16 relievers on the roster, only three position players. I could get all that. I understand. I could get behind that. But also, the relievers were phenomenal, except for last night's game. Every reliever gave up at least more than one walk, an average one walk, except for Schmidt, who walked three. Everyone gave up runners, walked on base on balls. You can't go to the well much too often, again, in a human element game. Now, let me read what Austin has. He meant two series with Moneyball. Yankees analytics aren't that good, too. Consider the value of the position players. You're right. They also, yes, Austin, thank you. Thank you so much with that point. Also, if you're going to be analytics driven, you got to be the best at it. You can't mess up. You can't be off when it comes to being for the evaluation on those players. You're absolutely correct on that. You're absolutely correct. And it shows here, what are we doing? What are we striving for this season? You know, you didn't bring in pitching, and everyone is like, we need another starter. Granted. Pitching isn't really an issue here, other than Gerrit Cole. And Gerrit Cole hasn't been bombed. Yes, he's given up early leads and pitching from behind. You know, that Red Sox, you know, he was quickly down 3-0 and last start. You know, I understand that. Against, you know, Blue Jays, you should be. But he battled, so I think Cole will be fine. I think Cole will get it back together. Maybe his days as a number one starter, ace, may be over. Maybe he's a number two starter, which we didn't pay for that. So that's another bad investment. And for those that say, oh, just throw money at things. So there's arguments on both sides of the aisle here. You're sounding contradictive. No, I get it. I'm telling you, there's arguments on both sides that you can make with one another. So I don't know. This team is, and it's only 8 games. There's still a whole entire season. We're not even at the quarter part of the season. But the trends that we see early, it sets a lot of alarms, a lot of worries are worrisome, and it worries you as a Yankee fan, because we saw the lackluster offseason. There's no one here to bring it and make it work. They've shown us in the past they don't really trust their farm system. You know, they allow guys to rot. Miguel Andujar, what is he doing in the minor leagues? He's rotting away. And I'm not saying there's no, and the thing is, there's no position for Miguel Andujar in this team. You're right. There is no position. Where are we going to play Miguel Andujar? You can't play him in left field because he's not really a good left fielder, to be honest with you. He's a, at third base, you got Donaldson and LeMahieu. And by the way, Donaldson, boy, I'll get to him in a second. So you can't play him there. You tried him at second base. They never went back to that experiment. Of course, we have a logjam at designated hitter. So Miguel Andujar, a great bat, no position. Be creative. Make some trades. Everyone's talking about Austin Wells behind the plate. Not ready yet. Keep an eye on him for later. But you have Trevino's. Jason Dominguez. They say he's not ready. I don't know. I haven't followed him. Not ready for the major leagues. I hope this kid develops. Right now, they need someone who could come in there who could just get on base, steal. We don't need someone who's going to come in here and hit 450 home runs. That's what Stanton, Judge, you know, and company, Donaldson, are here for. Not for, we need someone here to inject into this team youth, athleticism, speed. That's what we need. Tim LaCastro, okay. He's in the minors. I'm trying to think, you know, Volpe, Peralta, middle infielders. You might have to think about that by late. And the thing is, let's face it. And it's not a big, and I think some of this is nonsense with the organization saying they're not ready. It's baseball. You've been playing it since Little League, Junior, Little League, Pee Wee, Little League, Junior Pony, Class A. It's baseball. Three outs, three balls, four balls, three strikes, three outs, eight innings. It's the same. All they don't want to do is start the free agent clock. That's all it is. It's all about money. They want to bring guys up the same way they bought Judge. So when they hit free agency, they reach 29, 30 years old, and they don't have to give this 10-year contract. It's about money. It's a business. And the Steinbrenner family, they got business partners. They got, you know, they're the majority holders, shareholders of the New York Yankees, but they got share partners, and they're treating this like a business. Everyone wants to cash in and make a money on the Yankees because they, let's face it, they're the most profitable team in MLB, and they want to invest a little bit of money on there. They invest some money, they're investing their money, and they want a big returns. And if they go increase, they have to give the money to other teams with the luxury tax. Now, I understand kind of a little bit what Steinbrenner Howe says. You know, look at the Oakland Athletics. They only spent $33 million this year to put in a roster. And they actually beat the Rays 2 out of 3, and they're winning. Oakland is baseball. But you're giving the Yankees don't want, why should the Yankees give their money to another team so they could field a $33 million roster to go up against a $260 million? That's another day, another argument to get into. I can see that point. But doesn't mean you're the Yankee. You bring these kids up. If they play well, so be it. You got to bring them up. You got to give them a chance. I think Peralta first has to get an opportunity up here, Oswald. I think Oswald needs to get up here. He needs to play both either middle position. I like Marvin Gonzalez. Don't get me wrong. He's a jack of all trades, but someone at someone's expense. They need to bring an influx of young talent up here. Now, Donaldson. All I heard was the Yankees are getting a better player at third base, better than Gio Urshela. Although Gio Urshela, I think, overachieved as a New York Yankee. Let's face it, he overachieved. He was in a familiar. They all liked each other there, and a good nucleus of young Latino players in New York that played for one another. They had a family environment, and you know, but they just didn't have that moxie to go to that next level. You bring in Donaldson. All I heard was he's a contact hitter, former MVP, doesn't strike out much. He's going to get you some hits. He's really good. All I see from Donaldson in the first 8 games, he has a multiple 3 strikeout games. He strikes out way too much. Way too much. I don't see a good handling of the bat. I'm really disappointed. I don't know if they could stick with third base that long with this guy. And I can see why. Shout out to Michael Caputo, why he's ranting and raving on this trade, Because for $100 million for 3 years, whatever the contract was for Correa, $33 million, you should have bought in Correa then for that amount of money. Not and that would have been half of what you got. You know, you would have not got Kiner Falefa. You would have not gotten Rotnev. Maybe you would have gotten traded Sanchez. Who knows? But you, I think this team would have looked a little much different if you would have had Correa and Urshela. Maybe you might have lost Sanchez and made a separate deal. Who knows? But I think it would have looked much different, personally. You would have some pizzazz in that lineup and so forth. Who knows? What would it be? Maybe they would be the same, 4-4. Who, you know, you never know. But Donaldson strikes out too much. And then you got Mr. O2. Mr. O2, Joey Gallo. And I don't know how in the world this guy is still on a major league roster. With that 190 batting average, he's under the Mendoza line. The guy is always, as soon as he, now batting, Joey Gallo, the count is 0-2. Immediately. Owen, before he steps in the batter box, just go ahead and tell the scoreboard operator 0-2. Because this guy stinks. My God. One of the worst trades in Yankee history. The Yankees overhyped their prospect and then they hold on to him too long where their value's in trade or potential trade. I agree. They Frazier rotted like a piece of fruit. He was really good, ripe, and then they just let him there and he rotted away. But Joey Gallo, how in the world is he still here? Yes, he made a great play. Yes, he did a group play on the field. He gunned Mateo trying to stretch a single into a double when Baltimore tied the game up at one. And he does play a good defensive first left field. But guys, we could find younger, athletic, quicker, hungrier guys that could play that position. And Maria, Maria, you know what's the worst thing about it? The Yankees are not even paying their full salary. It's Texas Rangers who's paying that salary still. That's why he's still on this team. He's pennies on the dollar. The Yankees have him for pennies on the dollar to play in the pinstripes. That, you know what? He could be moved. They should have moved him in the offseason. Picked up the remaining salary that the Yankees have to pay him on a trade to another team and picked up. They could have moved him. I do not know what's this infatuation they have with Joey Gallo. Why this organization loves him. You know, it doesn't make, I don't see it, Maria. I don't see why. He's horrible. He's you know, for what he gives us, I'd rather have Clint Frazier out there. We lost Clint Frazier. That bat of his is lively. You know, at least he swings with vicious intents, line drives. You know, he might not be the fielder as Gallo, but man, that bat is a lively bat, man. When Frazier was on, you know, but it is what it is. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated, chat. I'm frustrated, everyone listening to us here with this team. Because what direction are we heading? Where are we going? The beloved Yankees, where are they going? Where are the big bad Yankees trending? They made a mistake. First of all, they should have got rid of Boone. Maybe Cashman to a degree. Let him move up into president role and bring in a general manager to do these baseball moves. If you didn't want to embarrass Cashman, he could have said, you know what, I'm going to take a different position within the organization. Maybe and you still would have had cachet, and Cashman still could have kept a little bit of his thumbprint on this organization. But now you got to just say, get out of my organization, you know, and especially, boy, the way the Yankees are playing, they look like a team that's going to win 90 games. And they're going to overachieve because they're the Yankees. They're going to make a couple trades. Right now they're a 500 team. And 81-81, I think they're going to win like a, you know, that's why I say they're going to win 90 games. You know, I had them at 94 wins. But what I'm seeing here, the first 8 games of the season, it worries me because you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat. You got to go in there. Now all pressure's on their back now. They got to win 2 out of 3 against Baltimore. And they got to try to sweep a tough Tigers team, which by the way, last year, they got swept in Comerica last year in May. Late May. Remember that series? They went in and they got swept. And that was the beginning of worrisome for the New York Yankees, if you ask me. So the pitching is okay. the starting pitcher is okay. Bullpen is good. That's their signature right now. They could pitch. They could pitch both bullpen and starters. They're pretty good up the middle, you know, but they cannot hit themselves out of a wet paper bag currently right now. Yes, Stanton has been the most steady hitter that they have. I like LeMahieu in the fifth hole. I do, because LeMahieu gets to come up with opportunities when Gallo, you know, he's going to fail. And I don't know why they keep batting him fourth. You move that bad boy. You put that bad boy eighth. You got to do something. You can't keep Gallo in that. I understand, oh, you're protecting him with other mashers around him, Judge, Stanton. But he's a detriment. He can't bat there. My God, you took a Hall of Famer. Yes, he is a Hall of Famer. Alex Rodriguez, and you batted him eighth. This guy, Joey 02 Gallo, should be batting eighth or ninth. He should not be batting high up in the lineup. And it's a different regime, I get it. But you cannot, not keep batting him up high up in that lineup. I'm sorry. Gallo is not that hitter. And they got a lot of guys that, oh, my God, it's a detriment. Gallo, Higashioka. My goodness. Donaldson right now, although I still think Donaldson is going to come around. I think there's going to be a hot streak with Josh Donaldson. You know, I think right now he's a little bit pressing. You know, maybe, you know, I still think he could get along. The only thing that concerns me is the strikeouts. Too much swing and a miss. You know, if he was getting grounding into some weak double plays or hitting the ball, as long as he was making contact, that's Donaldson. That's baseball, Susan. But the fact that he's swinging and missing is concerning. Gleyber Torres. What can we do? You know, Gleyber, they got him six. I think Gleyber needs to bat in that middle. And he's the kind of player that needs to be protected. He needs to switch with Gallo in the batting order in the position. Yes, I know Gleyber. I know Kelsey was telling me, Kelsey was telling me he's not too big on Gleyber yet. He wants him out. I'm thinking, you know what? I think we need to move Gleyber up in the top of the lineup, see what he does. I think he could perform. But the Yankees desperately need a leadoff hitter. They do not have a leadoff hitter. I know some people say, well, why don't we put DJ at the leadoff hitter? I kind of like it, unless if Gleyber Torres were to pick up the slack that LeMahieu would give you in the number five hole, which right now I can't expect that from Gleyber Torres. And Gleyber, if he were to pick up that slack, that when you could put LeMahieu as a leadoff hitter, but he's not there yet. So there's a lot of different. They're like I said, they're driving. They have a whole showroom of cars that all want to do the same function, and you need cars that do different functions. You need your bulldozer cars. You need your pickup trucks. You need your minivans, and you need your gas economical cars like the Prius to set the tables to take you from, you know, if you want to go to the supermarket and not waste a whole tank of gas to go 8 miles. You know, you don't got a bunch of Hummers that, you know, you can't go anywhere and you lose gas. You need the economical cars. And that's what the Yankees right now, they're an unbalanced team that just frustrates the living daylights out of you. But with that said, I'm going to end it here on this rant. Thank you for listening. We shall see. Bombers strike back. We'll be on with the watch along and play by play. Yankees take on the Orioles tonight here at 7 o'clock. We'll come live. And thank you guys. Hit those likes. I really appreciate it. Thank you for allowing me to come in here and rant and tell you, you know, how frustrated I am with this Yankees team. And we'll keep an eye on that. We'll keep an eye. We'll come back regularly. And Maria, thank you. We'll see you a little later. Austin, we appreciate for your input. Johnny Davis, Kelsey, thank you so much. And Johnny Davis and everyone that's listening later on and will be listening, thank you. So join us tonight for the Yankees. Take on the Baltimore Orioles here live. And, of course, may the sports be with you. May the Yankees be with you. May the Knicks be with you. And let's get it tonight, guys. See you later. Yeah. Please tell me that I can't, that I won't, that I fail, that I'll never make it out, yeah. Please tell me all the bad, never good, fill my head full of every single doubt, yeah. Please say any negative thoughts, I pop off when I hear people say I cannot. I get off to the thought of proving everyone wrong. I won't stop to the top, so you better back off or get lost. I'ma stay loud, stay proud, never running out, never heading south. I'll be spreading out, call it word of mouth, can't put me down. I'll be getting loud, you can have it doubts, not what I'm about. Have your f***ing clout, it be raining now, I keep making sound. Go another round, bitch, I'm legend bound, can't stop me now. You don't wanna f*** with me, a slow burn like
give, cause I just wanna hear it out your mouth, yeah. Give me fuel, it's a tool that I use to go ahead and run my mouth, yeah. I take shots, I take loss, I make shots, I miss lots. I tell you get big box, you get yachts, you swing lots and pop off a big shot. I ain't done chasing, got big dreams, bigger things, impatient. Who's at the top think they need replacement? Who's at the top think I'm gonna erase that? Face it, I don't give up quick, I don't give up, I won't give up this. Cause I know that I want it, know that I'm on it, I'll make it, I promise.